Irish PNB Update, episode 111, The Childerkin of Karamja. Hello, everybody. This is RSBNB Update, episode 111. 111 episodes. Is 111 a prime number, Matt? Yeah, well, we won't bother with that. We'll figure that out later. Anyways, first of all, I should introduce our two guests. The first guest we have is Jamie, who we all know from the RSBNB Informer newspaper, writes excellent articles each month. What were some of the ones you did for this latest issue?
I did the update with the game improvement, and I did another one about motivating yourself to play RuneScape.
Ah, yes, that was quite a good one. I liked that one. And let's just say you were the winner of the pronunciation, or not the pronunciation, the title contest for the month of May, which was quite a while back, but because of... Or was it June? May or June? I can't remember. But because of certain things, we weren't able to. Huh?
I think it was June.
Yeah, something like that. Let's talk about your title right now. Episode 100. The title that you suggested was Owners and Admins and Mods. Oh my. Or if you want to be technical, Owners and Admin and a Mod, since technically there is only one admin and a mod. But doesn't sound as nice. Episode 102. UDS Cap wants you to join the Anti-Bot Army. Those are the titles that you won with. We might be doing one of those again in the near future. Oh, yes, and Matt is also here of the Placebo Comic, right?
Yep.
And whatever else you do in your free time, which we're not going to...
Oh, I'm retarded.
Yeah, we're really not going to ask much about what you do in your free time due to your Skype name is.
No, what... 111 is not prime.
Oh, right. 11 times 10.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wait, 11. No, that's 121.
No, 11 times 10 is 110.
Oh. Okay, so then it has to be prime, then.
No, 3 goes into 111.
Okay, well, we'll figure this out later. Somebody figure this out. But anyways, yes. So we're here to do a show called RSBNB Update, and Brad is away, still in England. Without water, I think. Without water. Yeah, because there was a huge flood, and last week he had no water, but he managed to do the show. So, yeah, he just managed to get on. But I think he'll be back next week.
That's good.
Yes.
Okay.
So, without further ado, let's try and talk about... let's try and make something out of these RuneScape updates. I haven't had to do much improvising since the World 1 fan failure way back when. Anyways. Okay, so first of all, this month, what have we got? The free player poll. Wow. And you're free to play, Jamie, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's go through some of these. We'll start each of them answering it. We'll start with Jamie, Matt, then me. So I'll say the question, then you guys answer. Do you currently own a RuneScape member's account?
I voted no.
Okay. Matt?
Yes, I do.
And I actually do as well. Okay. Have you ever paid for a RuneScape member's account?
Nope.
Okay. Matt?
I think that's a given.
Yeah, okay. Oh, for the record, 75% of these people on the first question voted no. And this is a free player poll, so I'm guessing the other 25% are those skill pairs and whatnot that were created but just never made it to the members' service yet. 49% on the next question have not paid for a member's account, which is kind of strange because, well, 75% say that they do not own one, but... Maybe it got banned or something. I really have no idea. If you answered yes, when did you stop paying for a member's account? Well, Matt and I can't answer this, and neither can Jamie, because she didn't say... she said no to that one. But 59% on this one say I did not answer yes, which is probably right. Then the second biggest one is I cannot remember, at 15%, then from basically there, it just goes straight down from like 6 to 0%. So, yes. Question 4. What has stopped you from becoming a member? 39% say other. 38% I cannot afford to pay for a member's account. I think we can all afford it, right? You guys are both in the U.S., yes?
Yep.
And that's $5 U.S. And then let's see. And then 15% say I might join again when there's an update that really interests me. But do you guys really think that an update could interest you, Jamie, say, to create a member's account if you... Because you don't have one right now, so do you think an update could make you become a member?
Well, I've been interested in members for a really long time, and I can't afford it, but the problem with me is that my parents won't let me pay for it.
Right.
I'm pretty much not a member.
Right, right. See...
And I'm surprised they didn't have that option.
I know. I was reading on the forums, and that was one of the common things that came up. Parent might have a problem with it, so... I don't know. Do we classify those people that are in your case as an other, or what? What do you guys think?
I voted other and a few others.
Yeah, so probably. Matt, do you have any experience in statistical probability analysis or anything like that?
What?
Do you have any statistical probability analysis training?
No.
Okay. So I won't ask you to give us a rundown then. Okay, so that was a nice little thing that they did this week. It's a free player poll. So basically what they did here is they decided to do this whole free player public service announcement thing with a news announcement on the front page called Free Player Poll. And I quote.
Hey, Jane.
Yeah?
Jane.
Yes.
Is it just me or do you sound kind of fuzzy?
Sounds fuzzy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just ignore it because I'm recording on a separate track. So if you guys hear fuzziness, the people that are listening won't. So, but Jamie, you say it's okay?
Yep.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
So basically, where I was, and I quote, this week sees the first poll that is available to only free players. It is not, however, the first poll that we have opened to free players. In fact, we have opened these polls to free players on 5 separate occasions since the new poll system has been released. To find out who can vote in each of the weekly polls, look under the title of the poll on the RuneScape front page. For example, this week's poll has vote in this poll, bracket, free only, underneath the poll's title. Every week on a Monday, a new poll will open to one of 3 audiences. Members, free players, or both. In this week's case, if you have a free-to-play account, then you are eligible to vote. Free players will not be able to vote in anything that directly affects content of the game. Only members will be able to do so.
Oh.
Yeah, which I kind of agree with, because, you know, how would you feel if, say, you were voting in an election or something, and this 15-year-old kid was able to vote in something that... doesn't affect him, but it directly affects you. How did you feel about that?
Not that good.
I think
it's good that they have these polls just for free-to-play, so that they feel included.
Yeah, they never used to have that before. So, I don't know. I personally think that the people you get voting in these free-to-play polls are the ones that will... For instance, later on, become members, because I was reading on the official forums today. There are some people that are free to play that don't even read the front page, because this guy was posting from another friend's account or something. I don't know what the case was, but he was posting from someone else's account, and he said he doesn't even read the front page because it's a waste of time. So basically, I think the only people that you're getting in these polls are the ones who will someday become members. You guys agree, or what do you guys think?
Yeah, probably.
For the majority, probably, yeah.
Yeah, are you, like, if your parents, if they came up with a way where you could, for instance, just send some, like, send, say, if you want to sign up for a year, so send $60 in an envelope to some address with your RuneScape name on it and password through the mail, would you do that to become a member, seeing as it wouldn't involve your parents? In any way?
Well, I'd probably wait a bit and get my stats up, seeing as they're kind of low at the moment. But yeah, I'd eventually become members.
Okay. And Matt, how?
Not at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, Matt, how long have you been a member?
A long time. You know, Tourist Trap?
Yeah.
When that first came out.
Okay. So that's how many years are we talking?
I don't even remember.
Okay, so a long time then. Do you remember how long you played the game for as free to play before you chose to become a member?
I think it was January, either 2000 or 2001.
Okay. Because I know that Members came out on February 27th, 2002. Now, the only reason I remember that is because my birthday is February 27th.
Yeah, then I probably played around a year or two before I got Members.
Okay, so you would have been one of the ones that they would have sold it to first. Okay, well, that's good to know. I don't know. I'm just happy that I was able to make something out of this little free poll thing, you know? I don't know. Let's just have to wait and see what happens. Anything else on the poll, or can I move us forward to the next thing?
Go ahead.
Move forward.
Okay, Postbag from the Hedge. usual installment. Let's go through it. Any favorites this month?
Yes.
Okay, which one?
Yep.
I personally like the Letter to the Childrekin of Karamja.
Oh yeah, I saw that one. Okay, and give us a bit of a summary.
Basically, the guy is like, the guy asked the Childrekin why they were still jumping. And then they're all like, oh, jumping is better than mining and stuff.
I don't understand.
I don't really either.
Okay, well, nobody understands you, so that's okay. If you like the one that people don't understand, that's okay. Jamie, what's one's your favorite?
I like the same one, actually.
Okay.
Maybe
you can explain it a bit to me.
I'm not sure I can explain it much better, but it's basically a thing that they all like jumping, and what the good things about jumping are compared to other things.
I see. Okay, so what were these called? Jumping. Children?
Childrekin
of Karamja. That's a good title for this episode, don't you think? Because they're influencing the rest of the RuneScape population to become active in different ways so they don't become obese.
Let's just call it Obese Childrekin.
But they're not. They're not.
Well, they might be.
Well, if you go look at them, they're not.
They wear baggy clothing.
Well, they could be doing that for other reasons. You don't know. You don't know.
Like hiding weapons.
Jeez, you Americans. I guess that's something you have to worry about, is people bringing weapons into your school and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it depends where the school is. It's in, like, the countryside. You don't really have to worry about it.
Okay, my favorite one is the one to the druid who's washing his clothes.
Shane likes washing his clothes.
No. It's just because I took a... Because when I first started my blog at shane.rsbnb.com, I took a picture of him. And I posted that.
Oh,
and he's related to Herblore, so I like him, you know? And basically his response is, "Blast, you boy. Your letter incensed me so much that I washed it. Damned if I can remember what it said, so I'll answer the questions I normally get asked. Cockameeks, if you left them in your robes, then they would have been washed. This is a whitewash, which blood will make everything pink. There were two socks in the basket when I gave it to you. I suppose we have sock gremlins now? No, you can't borrow my soap. Illuminating, I'm sure. Anyway, a man of cloth must get back to his dusties. Duties. I like that one.
Don't drop the soap.
What? Okay, no. We're not going there. We're not going there. Let's move on to behind the scenes for August. Kind of a interesting month we got here. We've only got one major actual content update, according to this. First of all, we've got the clan chat system, which I know clan people will want. I'm not quite sure how to work, but it wouldn't make much sense to make channels permanent and, for instance, say make a channel called RSBNB and then it's taken forever. That wouldn't make much sense, because then the first Yahoo who goes there could decide to create a RSBNB chat channel, right? So there'd have to be some sort of way to prevent that from happening. I don't know. I guess that's what the game engine update was for last month. More improvements, basically, with the game, like we saw last month with the player-owned houses, graphical, and the player models will be updated. I don't know about you guys, but I think that's a good thing to have the player models updated, because they've been the same since basically RuneScape 2 first started.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how those
come out. One at a time, please.
Sorry. Okay. You can go.
I really didn't have anything to say. You can go.
Okay. Well, I was just saying that I think it's really good that they're coming out with something new. Because I've been so bored with my look since I first started.
I'm actually looking for a new outfit. No more than one male, please. If you have any ideas, let me know. But you get to have free changes for that entire week that they come out.
Mm-hmm.
There's also going to be theme servers on the World Select page, so you'll have your Trouble Brewing, Blast Furnace, etc., you know? And they've also got the God War dungeon, which will be coming out this month, which I'm not quite sure, but supposedly going to have some very tough monsters that are supposed to drop more Third Age equipment. So I'm assuming weapons, because if you think about it, the clues have already dropped... the armor and whatnot.
Armor.
So maybe a mage staff, a Third Age sword, who knows, but definitely some more Third Age items coming, and that's a logical choice, right? Clues drop the armor, so why not make these guys drop the weapons? And yeah, that's it for RuneScape updates this week, sadly, because there weren't any. Okay, it's time to listen to an audio question from KJTH 2003.
What is your favorite smell? Mine is the smell just before it rains and just after it rains.
Okay, what's your guys' favorite smell?
I like the smell of Shane.
Okay, let's be serious here.
Okay, I like the smell of blueberries.
Okay, Jamie.
I'm not really sure, but I remember for some weird reason that at my elementary school there was this one staircase, and for some odd reason I just like the smell of that. I don't know why.
Interesting. Yeah, I have to say I like the smell of rain, too.
Does rain smell like anything?
Yes, it does. It freshens up the air.
Do you smell what I smell?
It's, are you talking about,
I don't know.
I think oxidized air.
Oh, maybe.
I think that's what you smell, probably.
When it rains?
Well, like, when lightning, I think, is what oxidizes.
No, but it smells when it doesn't lightning.
Well, I know that, but...
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Thank you, KJTH. What is your favorite food? My least favorite food are tomatoes. Gag from Samo. So let's start again. Jamie, least favorite food?
I hate liver, that's all I'm going to say.
Hate what? Pepper?
Liver.
Oh, okay. Matt?
I don't know. I don't really have a least favorite. Probably liver as well.
Okay, I'll give you my least favorite. Anything that involves cheese or pasta. Thank you.
Pasta's good.
No. No.
macaroni and cheese.
No, that's double bad. That's double bad. That was from Samo, who is formerly Samo394, I think. Okay. Okay, next one. Let's get Matt to take the next one.
What is your favorite series of programs? His Minds is Lost, and that's by SkillPier100.
So what's your favorite TV show?
Mine? My favorite would have to be Heroes.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to be my replacement when 24 is done.
Huh.
Anyways, yes. And, Jamie?
I don't really watch a lot of TV.
Okay.
So I don't really have one.
And myself, well, let's just say Star Trek. You can visit RSBNB forums and look up topic 55193. What?
Oh, God.
Should post about it in your blog.
Yeah, I know. But no, I'm not going to do that. I'm done posting on that topic, and because if I post any more, it'll erupt into flames. Anyways, oh, and 24 is also good, right?
I don't know. I've not watched
it. Oh, God, you're missing out.
Nor have I.
You guys are missing out.
I should.
They're starting
on... Watch TV,
how can you guys miss that? They're starting on season 7.
My sister watches it, so I can just ask her.
Yeah, you should.
I don't, though.
You should. Okay. Now, next question, Jamie, please.
Do you believe in love at first sight? And that's from Kevin, and he doesn't.
Okay, do you?
It depends, really. I personally don't, but I know other people do.
Okay. Matt?
Sure.
I don't know. Do I say no? Do I say yes? I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to be a fence sitter. Okay. That was from Kevin. He says no, by the way. Okay. Have either of you read the new Harry Potter book? Because that does something to do with the next question. So whoever's read it, I'll ask them to take the next part.
I've read it.
Okay, well, you guys decide.
Rock, paper, scissors.
It. Yeah, right. Okay, I'll just pick. Jamie, talk about it, please.
Okay. What is your opinion on the new Harry Potter book? Mine is that it's good up to page 250, because that's the page I'm on. Best wishes, BlakeKenny94.
So what do you think of it?
Since he's only read up to page 250, I'm not going to say any spoilers, but I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
And kind of predictable.
Okay. So anybody who knows Harry Potter will know what that means. All I have to say is that he gets his head chopped off.
No, he doesn't.
Dumbledore dies.
Shut. No spoilers.
That was the last book.
Oh, okay. Okay, shows how much I know. But yes, he gets his head chopped off. Thank you, Blade Kenny. Next one.
I want to do it.
Yeah, you take that one.
Do you like Pokemon?
Oh!
I was an addict.
Okay.
I was an addict when I was young, but I'm starting to grow out of it. Still getting the new DS games, though. And that was by Ryan.
Okay.
I used to play Pokemon back when I was, like, in grade school.
You were in grade school until this year, no?
What?
Grade school, like grade 12?
No.
Okay.
Grade school as in, like, first through sixth grade.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Okay, and is there anything else you want to share?
I really don't play Pokemon all that much anymore.
I don't play it either. Jamie, do you?
I've used to play it, and I don't really like it anymore, but I like to get the new games.
They're predictable, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I heard the new ones aren't as.
They're not?
Because since they're for the DS, they've changed some things. That's what I've heard.
Ah.
Really?
Shall we go into how Poison 333 came into existence?
No, we should not.
Yes.
We've done it was on the clip show.
Yeah.
It was on the clip show. Basically, Poison 333 came into existence because of Beedrill.
I hate you.
Yeah, I see, remember I had a picture that was of you merged with it, and except it's on my other computer.
You had me merged with it? Yes. I haven't seen this picture.
Yeah, it's on my other computer.
I just saw the Beedrill YTMND.
Yeah, so that's how Poison 333 came into existence. Okay, I'll take the next one. Shane, should I spend $1,200 on a MacBook or get a PC laptop from GZ Pro? I'm going to have to say, well, it totally depends. For instance, a $1,200 PC laptop will get you more than a $1,200 Mac laptop. So it really depends. If you already have another Windows computer you can use, and you're not much for playing like high-paced FPS games, I'd just go for the MacBook. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm not really techie, so I'm not too sure.
Matt.
The what?
What do you get? What do you think? Should he go for the?
Well, if you have the money, then it's worth getting a MacBook. But if you're a little tight on cash, then you might as well just get a laptop.
How much did your Vista laptop cost you?
It cost me $600.
Okay, well, there you go. And how's Vendor's Vista treating you? Vendor's Vista.
Okay.
Okay. Any problems with it?
Not so far. I mean, I had a problem at first, but that was only because the people that set up my laptop were retarded.
And that was the Geek Squad, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we all know how retarded they are. Okay.
Well, they're not all retarded, just the one that...
Yeah, well, how do you explain a Geek Squad person coming into someone's house, setting up their wireless access point, and in the process of doing this, erasing all their email config data? How do you explain that?
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Kind of dumb.
I don't know. Anyways, moving onwards. Matt, you take the next one.
Do you like children? Or do you get that feeling of anger that makes you want to drown their little spoiled bodies in front of their parents whenever they cry because they don't get what they want? I do. And that's by Alex.
So what about you, Matt?
Well, I work at a hardware store, and people always come in with their kids, and they're all running around and crap, and it's annoying as hell. So I really don't like children all that much.
But you were one day. You were one, like, 10 years ago.
I was, but I didn't run around in hardware stores.
How do you know?
Because I didn't run around in hardware stores.
Jamie?
I'm actually pretty patient with them because they're just children and they're pretty innocent and they don't really know any better, so yeah.
If they're just in general vicinity, I mean, they're okay, but if they're like a restaurant or something and they're crying up a fuss and their parents don't take them out, I take issue with that. If I had to babysit them, then yeah, we kind of have issues with that.
Well, if they're spoiled, then that's just a problem with their parents. They should have been taught better.
Exactly, the root of all evil. One level above. Okay. And that was from Alex, who has donated to RSBNB numerous times. Okay. Let's give this one to Matt because I don't listen to music and he seems to know lots about musical things, which we'll be finding out later.
Well, I don't know band names, really.
Okay.
I can't think of them offhand.
Okay, well, what do we got here?
I'll say the question.
Yes.
What is the most evil, happiest, saddest, funniest, best, and worst band names you've ever heard? Evil is Cradle of Filth. Happiest, Mamas and Papas. Saddest, Evanescence. I don't know, it just strikes me as a sad name. Funniest, Bowling for Soup. Best, Shinedown. Worst, Backstreet Boys. I hate them. And that's by Werewolf Devil.
Okay, I'm going to abstain from answering this question.
My favorite band, and thus probably the best band name I've ever heard, would be The Weaker Thans.
The what?
The Weaker Thans.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. Continue on. Evil.
Evil. Evil.
The Beatles.
The Beatles?
How are they evil?
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I don't listen to much evil music, but I'd probably say Marilyn Manson, because he scares the hell out of me.
Isn't that a she?
No, it's actually a guy.
Okay, then.
But he likes to wear breasts. And, yeah. Okay.
On that note, moving on. would you actually post a real life picture of yourself if all RSBMG chipped in until they got 60 mil? Oh, this is for me. And that's from Daniel Levine. And, yeah, I would actually.
It's 60 mil now. You keep raising it.
It was always 60, it was like 200 before.
Was it?
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
I remember 60.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. He has a curry and willow seed if interested. Sorry about that, but that does kind of... those kind of seeds really aren't that much help anymore.
Oh.
They're not. So, would you guys chip in for this?
Probably.
Matt?
No, I'm stingy. I already donated a bunch to you.
What?
I gave you all that stuff.
What
Remember
kind of
when
stuff?
When I quit last time, I gave you a bunch of seeds and stuff.
You did?
Yeah.
Del, you still have my rune axe.
I do not.
Yes, you do. Yes.
I'm lying.
Yes, you do. You do. Okay. Anything else on this one?
No.
Okay, next one. Matt, you can take this one. You seem to...
If you lived in the U.S., which presidential candidate would you vote for and why? Also, would you say you are more of a Republican or Democrat and why? I would vote for Barack Obama, and I am right now a Democrat, even though I used to be a Republican. And that's by Star Wars Kid. Actually, I plan on voting for Barack Obama as well, and I am more inclined to be Democrat than Republican, as you can probably tell.
Yes, you're very liberal.
Well, I'm not very liberal.
Jamie?
I'd probably vote for Obama as well, because he seems pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Democrat.
Who would be the Republican? Isn't he Republican?
No, he's Democrat.
You told me he was Republican one day.
Who told you?
You!
I did?
Yes.
I did
That's
not.
That's a liar.
Why would I tell you Barack Obama's a Republican?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. You guys wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton?
No.
No.
Just think about it. Clinton, Bush, Clinton?
Yeah, that's one.
No, that wouldn't work.
That's one of the many reasons.
Or no, it's Bush, Clinton. Bush, Clinton.
Yep.
She chose some Celine Dion song for her campaign.
That's so lame.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and Barack Obama is black, isn't he? So that'd be setting history then, too, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Or is it just going to be like always, the Republican will win and Rudy Giuliani will get in?
Hopefully not. I'd like to see change.
He seems like a crook.
All Republicans are... I mean, what?
See, we got a little bit of a difference going on here. For instance, Canadian politics are more liberal than your American politics. The Conservative Party of Canada is about on par with your Democrats. So if I was in the U.S., I'd probably be for Democrat as well, because they're about on par, and who knows, like, Bush would be considered fascist in Canada.
He is fascist.
I'd have to agree.
And we've also got parties that are further left, and we got, like, the NDP and whatnot. All they do is complain, really, and they complain about, like, housing and shit like that. Honestly, though, our last 12 years of Liberal government was a big scandal. Like, $60 million taxpayers' dollars was lost.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah, so that's where we stand here. Thank you, Star Wars kid. Oh, and there's the Star Wars again.
I like this guy already.
Oh. Are you going to add him to your MSN?
He's one of the new... people, right?
Yeah, I saw his post in the newbie area earlier today.
Yeah.
Oh, just so we know, the Star Trek's still winning 7-5.
Is it? Damn it.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Star Wars kid. Jamie, next one for you.
Have you heard the song Scatman by Scatman John? If so, what do you think of the song? And could you listen to it for an hour continuously? Yes, you heard it because it was posted in the sandbox. You think the song is so great you could listen to it an hour straight. That's from The Unknown Man.
I've never seen it in the sandbox.
I saw it a few days ago.
Is it still there? Let's see if we can...
Sure.
Let me try and dig up a link to it. So we are going to the sandbox...
Shane keeps his kittens.
What? No, I don't use the sandbox for anything. Does anybody know what the topic was called?
Oh, I found it.
Okay, what's the topic ID?
55100.
55100. Got it. Okay.
The second link.
The second link? Okay. Let's listen to it.
I'm a scat man. I'm a scat man.
I think that's enough of that. No, yeah. I couldn't listen to it for an hour straight.
I think I remember that, actually.
I couldn't listen to it for an hour straight.
I remember that.
Oh, is that what you're going to sing?
I am not going to sing that.
Scatman?
I'm not very good at scat.
Okay, are you going to sing this instead? Yeah, see, that came up in a MSN conversation before we started with you, Mushroom Queen, Anubis, and me.
Yeah, why did that even come up?
Because I asked Mushroom Queen if she'd listen to this new Mac break, and I posted the link to the video. So that's how that came up. No, I won't. So back on topic, three no's for listening to it. Three no's?
I've heard it, but I probably wouldn't listen to it for an hour.
Okay. Jamie?
Nor would I.
Okay. Done. Last question from Alt Mac Daddy. What was your last or next vacation? So, anyone go away this summer? Besides me?
Yeah.
I went to Washington, D.C.
Okay. And?
I went... Oh, sorry.
Jamie first. What did you do there?
It was actually for a piano competition, so I kind of toured the place.
Okay. Matt?
Actually, I just went to Minneapolis this last weekend.
Oh, right.
For a Warped tour, which was pretty good.
And, you can read his topic about that on the forums. We're not going to go into what they gave you, because it's not appropriate for this show. And yeah, I just got back last week from a week-long trip in a big loop places in the U.S. and B.C. and Alberta here, so yeah, that was kind of interesting. And we don't know what we're doing for next year. I have no idea if I'm even doing anything. So yeah, that's what we got for that. Anything else on that one?
Nope.
Okay, time for tech news. Okay, Apple's gathering press for a Mac event next week. So basically, it looks like those rumors about the new Macs, probably iMacs, were true. On August 7th, there will be some Apple Mac presentation at Apple headquarters in Cupertino, which is in California. Mm-hmm. Any of you guys planning to buy a Mac?
I might when I grow up, just to see what it's like.
You won't regret it. Right, Matt?
No. What?
Oh, never mind. Wrong person. Never mind.
I know. I've used Macs before.
And?
They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, new iMacs, is those ones that are currently out have been the same design for a long time, so it's kind of expected that they'll change the design of them. There's some picture going around, we don't know if it's real, but it was like a brushed metal surface. It looked really nice. So we'll just have to wait and see. Now, for anybody who was listening last week, probably remembers about our little discussion about the FCC and the 700 megahertz auction. Basically, they got two new rules. There'll be limited open access and no wholesale requirement. So basically, this means that there'll be, next year, 80 megahertz of this area spectrum will be auctioned off, and there will be two separate plans to deal with the frequencies. First one, they wanted national broadband network focused on public safety that will bring true interpolarity to all public safety agencies around the country. And the FCC also wants to spur commercial wireless innovation, especially when creating a third pipe for broadband, which can probably provide an alternative to cable and DSL that's a duopoly around most of the country. Now, personally, I think that's a great idea because, think about it, you can get cable TV practically anywhere, right? Over-the-air TV.
Yeah.
So, if this was used for internet, just imagine how many more people that are out on farms and whatnot could get internet access. Change the way people think about, like, internet. So, let's say you're in the middle of the forest, you'd be able to get internet access. I just really think that's such a great idea. I don't know, there's a whole lot more in depth about this, the wholesale requirement. I only here spoke about the limited access, but the wholesale requirement would make it so that Google's a bit happy, but the limited open access makes it so that the other companies are a bit unhappy. So it's a pretty equal balance of who will be happy and who won't be happy. I don't know. Does anybody here still use an old-fashioned analog TV that pulls signals in over the air?
Nope.
I think I have one. I don't know, though.
It'll stop working in February 2009.
Yeah.
Okay, next thing. A teen has been arrested for recording a 20-second movie clip. Janet Sejas, a 19-year-old girl, was immediately arrested by the police after she recorded a 20-second clip from the movie Transformers that she wanted to show to her little brother. She now faces up to a year in jail and a $2,500 fine. Doesn't that seem a little extreme?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a bit.
I have a Megatron mask.
What's that?
You know Megatron from Transformers?
No.
You've not watched Transformers?
Don't, ever.
Oops.
What?
Megatron's like the main robot guy.
I spent my entire time watching Star Trek, as you can see in this topic.
That's a waste.
Oh, God. Okay, so continue. continue about your little Megatron thing.
I bought a Megatron mask from Kmart. It was like $30. And I can talk like Megatron.
Oh, really? Do you have it with you right now?
I can get it from my closet.
Yeah, you go do that while we discuss this a bit further.
Okay.
Okay. So, of course, this little girl, or not a little girl, young woman, had no intention of to sell the 600 millisecond clip. She wasn't even planning to put it on YouTube. Only thing she wanted to do is show it to her 13-year-old brother, who was dying to see the movie herself. Unluckily, the theater owners just introduced their new zero-tolerance policy, since everyone can be a pirate. I don't know. Are we really at the point when it's this much of an issue? A 20-second movie clip recorded on a cell phone?
Well, I don't think that that's really that big of a problem, but they shouldn't really be focusing that much on that when there's, like, people in China and stuff who just pirate the whole movie and
right,
sell it for
right.
a lot of money.
Exactly. Today I went to go see the new Bourne movie, The Bourne Ultimatum. Pretty good movie, by the way. Have you seen
really?
It? Have you seen any of the first two?
Nope.
Matt?
I read the first book, but I haven't seen the movies.
Oh, you should watch the movies. They're a pretty good action movie. Anyways, as I was saying, when I was there today, they had the security guy checking the theater just as the movie was starting for any cameras, you know? Like, apparently it's that big of an issue. I don't know, I just honestly, it's that whole entire MPAA, they're creating their own problems and whatnot. They're the ones who are really creating this problem because they just don't want, they're not willing to adapt to new business models.
Hello?
Say again.
I am Optimus Prime.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
You spent $30 on that.
I did. I am Optimus Prime. Autobots, transform.
Okay. Okay, you talk now. Into it. Okay, that's good. So as we were saying, I just really think it's the MPAA that's... If the MPAA didn't exist, we wouldn't be having these problems, and everyone would be much happier, because if you think about it, why do people pirate movies?
Because
to get money.
They want to watch the movies.
Exactly. Ugh. Okay, you can put your Megatron thingamajig away now. Yes, okay. That's it for tech news this week. I'm tempted to play the Cornholio trip clip.
The which clip?
That one we played earlier.
Oh.
I won't, though. Okay, time for the rants. I'll divvy up the rants here. Matt, take the first one. Oh, Jamie. Sorry, I forgot your name for a second. I was gonna call you Emily.
Okay.
What?
Jamie, not Emily. Take the second one, and I'll take the last one.
Okay. So I take the first one?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. Dear all, allow me first to welcome you to my thread. In this thread, I will deal with the issues based around player killing. Player killing. The PKer today is usually a pure, say, a range, mage, melee, or a mix of both. Most pures have a low defense. They do this to keep their combat level low, so to deceive other players into thinking they have a fair chance. Not all are like this. The Wildie. When did it have rules? Today, as I watch the thousands upon thousands of people PK, I see so many lines in my checkbox saying, sad, safer, noob runner. I was thinking, why are they sad? The Wildie has never and will never have any rules which regard PKing. You go in, risk your items, take the loot, or die. Prayer. Prayer, noob. What the hell do you think Jagex made prayer? Oh, why the hell do you think Jagex made prayer? for it never to be used? Safer. LOL. Well, I'd rather not die, thanks. Farcaster. Come on. Magic was made for holding spells. Why do people insist on not fighting people who use any of these tactics? They are not cheating. Final word. If you want rules, take yourself to the duel arena.
Hear, 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 hear.
I agree.
Good, we all agree here. That's good. See, most of the people who are like this in the wilderness who have problems, who want these kind of rules, who don't like prayer and whatnot and the magic spells, are the people who cannot do them. So, for instance, those are your peers, like the ones who've refused to get prayer, you know? Those are the people that we're dealing with here. As you can see, it's completely dominated by peers. Honestly, the only way I think we can fix this is to make it so that defense actually means something. Because if defense meant something, we would not have a problem with peers, because they would be able to be swiftly defeated. That's my solution. I don't know about you guys, but talk. Tell me what you think.
Well, there's always going to be peers, because it's just kind of a part of every game that you play, but I think they just want the loot, and if they don't get the loot, then they're going to get mad.
Exactly, because they can't find better ways to make money.
Yes, it's pretty much their life to just go and PK and get their supplies.
Okay, Matt.
What?
Talk, what do you think? You agree? Yay, nay?
I agree.
That
I like PKing, but people that try to make up rules are retarded.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, basically, do you think that the greater part of the RuneScape population is with us in agreeing that we have a right to use these implements that we're given, like the prayers and the holding magic spells and whatnot?
I'd agree.
Okay, good.
Hopefully.
That makes me feel better. I can go to bed now. Next rant?
Not yet, Shane.
Okay. I found it interesting in the list for the F2P poll under what has stopped you from getting members that there was no option for something that is the reason most F2P peers don't pay for members. My parents won't let me / pay for it. Ever wonder why the F2P player base is so extremely immature and full of kids compared to the member player base that consists of more mature players who are a lot more responsible? This is why. I've been a longtime RS player since back to the RSC days. I was around for the bunny ears, around for the scythe drops, and was level 55 when RS2/RS came out. I have also played F2P for about half of my RuneScape life, and I know firsthand from seeing what F2Pers complain about members that this is by far one of the major reasons. Honestly, what it seems Jagex fails to realize is no matter how much you disadvantage F2P and how much you update members, how many ads and hidden character dialogue to join members you put in the game, you will never change the minds of the parents who would pay for their child's account. A lot of them would find video games a waste of time or wouldn't trust their credit card to what may seem like a random site to them. It took over a year for me to convince my dad, and that was only after I agreed to pay for it myself and got straight A's on my report card, and when he got his identity stolen via card, he blamed RuneScape first. I believe that were this option allowed to be put in the poll, it would have collected many votes. I assume this is why the option other in the topic is leading. Oh yeah, and for those who know me from the rant forum about 6 months ago, I wasted my life here. I'm back to playing RuneScape.
That's pretty much what we discussed about your case in that one question on the poll, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I guess we're sort of in agreement with it then.
Yeah, because knowing my parents, they're really hard-headed, so I'll probably never get members until I go to college or something anyway.
Right. Yeah. Right. Matt, how does your members get paid for?
I pay for it with my credit card.
Yeah, you see, I don't have a credit card. So my parents' credit card gets used, and each month I ship them the money.
I thought you live in the same house.
I do.
So how do you ship them the money?
I walk it to them.
Oh, you don't, like, mail it to them?
No. 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 So, Do you think there's a way that Jagex could somehow convince the parents that they're a real game? Like, for instance, if they were sold inside of a store, perhaps, like the Best Buy or Future Shops of the world, if they sold, like, a RuneScape CD that had a demo that you could put in, and it would show the parents exactly what the game is, and then it would, in that game, in that thing you put in, it would present them with a secure way for them to pay. Do you think that would help? Like, pay $10 or whatever at the store for that?
You could
probably.
They could do, like, members cards. Like, you pay, you can, like, go to Best Buy and, like, buy a members card for $5, and then you just type in
the number,
and then it.
Oh yeah, doesn't WoW do that?
Or it's, yeah, I think, I believe so. Yeah. Something wrong, Shane?
I just choked on my water. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were coughing because we mentioned WoW or something.
No. I'm sure Brad would have something to say about that if he was here.
Probably.
Okay. I'll take this last rant. I'm not even kidding with the exception of smithing, construction, and runecrafting. I'm 99 woodcutting, the highest level tree is 75, the magic tree. I cut mage logs at the same speed as a 75 woodcutter. Now, yews and willows do technically speed up, but it's all chance whether or not I'm going to cut them any faster than a low level. Fletching and cooking. With fletching, 99 is a serious joke. It's not like you fletch anything faster or anything. 94 to 9 cooking is exactly the same. With gauntlets, skills like mining and thieving are all chance at 99. Now, smithing, construction, and runecrafting are the only skill that allow you to do something new when you master the skill. So, the other 99% of the skills, no, it's not 99%. Let's see here. What is, so there's 23 skills, right?
I think so.
Okay, and then he's mentioning 3. So, 20 out of 23 is what? Come on, give me a percentage guess.
Like, 88. About?
Yes, 87%. So it's not 99, sir. It's 90. It's 87. Okay, anyways, let's move on here. Why, if I'm a so-called master, my only reward is the fact that I have a chance of being faster than low levels, or in worst cases, there is no improvement. Fletching. Now, the solution is easy. Follow the examples of the three skills that allow you to do something at 99. There should be updates on the skills that allow you to do something that can only be done at 99. Example, dark magic tree at level 99, woodcutting, whales at 99, fishing, cooking, whales at 99, cooking. I mean, after all, if someone is a master of the skill, should they be able to do more than lower levels? As it is right now, not many of the 99s. Now, many of the 99s are a joke. I tend to agree with this guy. Right?
That's just because you want more farming stuff.
Who said that?
Ow. You did?
I never said that. I'm you perfectly did. Happy with the way farming is right now. Status quo is the way to be.
But you would like something to be in 99 farming.
No, I just want the status quo to be how it is. And then after I get 99, sure, change it all you want. I don't need them messing with my trees or anything.
Was that Kelsey that said the plant for 99 farming?
No.
Or was that you? Or...
I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, never mind.
See, what I was, my idea for fletching is make it so that, like, bows that you break are defective. So, for instance, if you, like, at 90 fletching, say you'd stop breaking all you longbows at 90. You know what I mean? You get that? And I was talking to Mike about farming, and we agreed that as you get higher level farming, your tree should indeed die less, right?
Don't they do that?
That makes sense.
No, they don't. They die at the same rate no matter what level you are.
That's retarded.
I know, but I still like the skill. Last night I only lost one magic tree. Speaking of farming, I got 94 last night. You can see a picture of that on the blog. Okay.
Shameless advertising.
Yeah, I just gotta love it, you know?
Well, okay. I have something to say about the rant.
Okay.
Real quick. But isn't pretty much that why Skill Capes came out?
Yeah.
For the 99?
But they don't do anything except give you a nice shiny emote.
Yeah, good point.
See, people, when they first came out, thought that you'd have certain abilities, you know? Like, for instance, they thought the 99 Herbalar cape would let you make 4-dose potions. If you were wearing it. Because they sped neat special effects. So,
Yeah,
right, Matt. Yeah, they're the ones, you're the ones in South Dakota that are doing the hemp farming.
I don't live in South Dakota.
I mean North Dakota.
I don't farm hemp.
But that's what they said on the news.
That, I don't.
That it's legal to grow that stuff there.
Well, yeah, you've got to get a license and everything.
He thinks that you should be able to grow that marijuana at level 99.
No, I don't think that. I remember hearing it somewhere, you guys talking about it or something. Didn't you talk about that on one of the other episodes? Like, there was a list of what you should be able to grow at 99 each skill?
No.
I could have sworn I saw that somewhere.
Well, if you can find it, I'll reimburse you for saying that you're wrong.
I'll reimburse you. Oh, thanks, man.
Okay, so, I don't know. I think this rant has a valid point, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Anything else on it?
Nope.
Okay, other things. New RSBNB Informer's up, informer.rsbnb.com. Take a look at it. You'll love it. Quite a few articles this month. Fewer less than normal because of few issues in newspaper land, but we won't go into that here.
Newspaper land.
Yes. The new skill of the month is going, which is thieving once again. See, people think we pick these skills, but truthfully the skills are picked by a bot.
A robot.
Yeah, Fred.
Name's Fred.
Right now, Sorted is winning. The skill of the month for thieving, followed by Red Rooster 5. BTBBJL. And once again, congratulations to Southrend for winning last month's construction competition. You see what those skills is all a matter of money.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm just waiting till it's farming so I can show you guys how it's done. Okay. So what have we been doing?
Preparing for college.
Oh, right. When do you go?
Near the end of August. Why are you laughing?
Because I start September 5th.
You bastard.
What? What?
I don't know. I just...
Don't be upset because you have to move away.
I'll just have to kill you.
I won't have your phone number if you do that.
That's a good thing.
Do you remember that day?
Call me. I remember that. I'm just glad you didn't put it on the show.
Did anybody say anything?
No, they thought you were just another person. I don't know.
So what was the reaction? Tell us.
They didn't know you're from Canada.
That's because I made Nate do the talking.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. We won't go into that here, but, Jamie, what have you been up to?
I've been playing a bit of RuneScape, surprisingly, because I just joined a clan.
Oh.
I've been busy doing events for that.
Oh, yeah? What do you guys do in this clan?
Well, not always. We have, like, wars and drop parties. And PKs, weekly PKs.
Okay. What's the clan called?
It's Clan Odyssey.
Ah,
and
okay.
And it's also advertised on RSBNB.
Okay. I've been farming, working on a project that I can't say much about, and I saw that Bourne movie today, so yeah. It's been a good week.
Something else.
What?
Nothing.
What'd you do?
I thought you said something else.
No. Oh! Okay.
Shame.
It's just that you're a bit muffled. I'm probably losing and having a bit of distortion.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else before we wrap this one up?
Don't think so.
No. Okay, so with that said, RSBNB Update 111 is done. See ya, everyone.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.